We can make another attempt to understand the Mishnah. We think we were pretty successful last week in not understanding the Mishnah, which is a very, very important first step to understanding the Mishnah. We've mentioned, I think, a chochem is a person who's willing to pay yomim vishonim. Lamoid advar emes achas. We live in a generation of instant success, instant everything, even instant coffee. And here in this year, we don't have instant. We don't use instant coffee. No instant coffee. Tell you, it doesn't work that way. Emes, reality. There needs a real desire and a willingness to suffer to attain the emes, and not to accept any secondary easy way out. Only then, with Las Yachdishmaya, can a person deserve the emes. All of the Havimines of Chazal, all of the Kashas of Chazal, are put in the Gemara. And they're all part of Torah. You can make Birchas of Torah on the Havimin of the Gemara also. Okay. You can make Birchas of Torah on the Kasha of Tosis. Even though the Torah clearly says that the Kasha wasn't right. If you just learn the Kasha, you can say Birchas of Torah. That's the limit of Torah. As it says, Shailos Kochem Chatzi Chu. The person who asks the Shaila properly, within the Shaila itself, will be the first half of the Chu. What we were successful last week in avoiding, I don't even remember exactly how much we spelled out the possibilities that we eliminated. We just eliminated them before we presented them. But Beholarvin, we had enough questions here that eliminate many of the lightheaded approach, a way to understand. To say a word, get up and say a speech. There have been a lot of different things. It's not so hard. There's a lot of things you can say. Usually, it's a very interesting thing. I've done it in the past. Right? You can get up, even in public, in front of people who really look like they're listening to you, say three sentences on one subject, three sentences on a different subject, ask one question, answer a totally different answer, and they don't know the difference. As long as it sounds similar.
Sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, sounds good.
It does.
If it sounds that there's a connection, even if there isn't, it doesn't matter. There are times for didactic purposes, for effect purposes. Right? You do those kind of evil tricks on purpose. Okay? So, you know, it's not the way that you really could do things, but there are sometimes when it's kosher. There are exceptions when it's kosher. People are not very trained. People are not very trained into serious listening. The type of shiur that we had last week, I apologize again, I don't really feel the same tribute, but the evidence that it came out that way, I consider it an importance that a person should be able to go suffer through an hour of questions. No, what's the answer? I don't know. True. I think that it's deserving of the tzibur here that we should try to present the questions and come to some conclusions if we can. Mechatchila try to do so. But it's important yisoid in life, in learning especially, that a person has to be willing to accept the possibility of staying in the middle and not coming to a false conclusion just because you have to come to a conclusion. This lesson is negeya also for public relations, inter-human relationships. There are very, very often situations that are very complex. and difficult. And the seemingly easy reactions to yes, to not, to yes, to talk, not to talk, right? None of them are good. If you think one more minute, is that going to work? You'll come to the conclusion it doesn't. Well, there's only three possibilities. I can either do X, Y, or Z. Let's check X. X is for sure not good. Y is going to backfly, right? And Z is extremely dangerous. So what do I do? Wait. Wait. Shev al taisa odif is one of the more difficult things for a person to do, especially when it's a problem that's negay for him personally. The capability to say, I don't know. So throw up your hands and give up. No. I don't know. I'm going to think about it again. I'm not sure. I don't accept this more simple approach that doesn't solve the problem. I'm not going to use cosmetics. So then what are we going to do? I don't know. Every family is going to have this in Chinuch HaBanim in about 1,000 times a week. Here, this is a problem. What are we going to do? It's true, and not always do we have the luxury of going through this process, but there's more often than we think that we do have the luxury, and the reason why we don't do it is not because we can't, because we want instant success. We want answers, and we want them now. You don't get answers now. Break your head. Think for 2 days, think for 3 days, think for a week. What's going to happen? Think for a year. But what's going to be in the meantime? That may be a separate problem. Or, in the meantime, things are going to be in flux. But it's lo na'im to be in flux. Right. Therefore, you're going to make a mistake. You have to be willing to suffer to get the truth. One of the sufferings is to have the wife, the teacher who sent you a letter, right? Your child did X, Y, and Z, right? Yeah. And therefore, I beat the kid up, I yell at him. But the teacher sent you a letter, you have to do something. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Just think about it. Maybe you do, maybe you don't have to do it now, you can do it tomorrow. Maybe right now the kid came home from school and he's upset because the teacher wrote him a note. And maybe the first he should give him supper. And maybe not later. Because right now the kid needs supper, he really hasn't been told off. The capability of dealing with difficult issues, something that's extremely important for all emes, both emes in learning and emes in life. It's not easy. I walked away from the shiur last week very heavy-hearted. I'm sure there are many people in the shiur that also walked away very unsatisfied. Stomach wasn't full. You don't feel quite good about that kind of thing. I try not to do it. But when it does happen, b'di'evad, I'm happy. Because I feel it to be an important lesson that a person needs to learn. Questions are an extremely important part. Very, very important part. This is all because I still don't know the answer. Okay. Now, the basic question that everything else is dependent on, the trunk of the problem is, what is the story of a tree? What's a mushroom of what? What concept is that telling us that the very best way of conveying us the message, such difficult concepts, the very best way of conveying the message is to talk about a tree? What's unique about a tree? Growth. That's how we said a lot of things that grow. Right? Things that have different stages. Almost everything has different stages. Different parts, different quality, all of the different basic elements are something that you could find many different mishnayot. If there's something particular about the plant life, so there's a lot of different plants. Trees are maybe the biggest plant, maybe a special plant, but what's trees? What's with trees? What's there something here with trees? I still admit that I'm not convinced that we've gotten to the bottom of the issue. But under the pressure of a week of having these questions bang around on me, there's been a certain amount of insight which may have some relationship to the truth, so we'll try to share it with you. If it's not trapped in the mission, it's probably a good idea anyway. The special quality of a tree and what makes it different than other plant life and makes it different than all animal life. So yeah, that makes it different than but there's something more to equate a Odom to a tree than to an animal. Usually we want to talk about the lower level of person. So we also Nefesh Bahamis. We use Bahamis all the time. Well, then we get to trees. What do we want from a tree? Because that's growth. It's not sufficient for me. What? A tree is it was just the melech of the tzomchim. So we mean tzomchim and we use the melech. And that was one of the things that we tried to discard last week. It wasn't acceptable. I didn't hear it was sufficient. The idea, the concept, which I think it's very, 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 very difficult, indeed is a proper to use a marshal for it, because the concept itself is a little bit delicate. A tree is a special, not the only thing like that, that is a total steer or a total combination between two worlds. Where does a tree live? I'll give you two choices. What part is a tree part? We'll call Eretz v'Shamayim. And maybe we'll talk biology first. Right? Land and air. What is a tree? A tree is land, a tree is air. So the particular significance of a tree, it's true, a tomato plant sticks into the air too. There's no question. A flower sticks up into the air too. Right? But a flower is sodic. Right? I'd say a sodic. Yerokos. That's something that is basic to the Adomo. It's called the Levusha Adomo. The Malbusha. Not at all. That's the Malbusha Adomo. It's the Malbusha Adomo. Just like a man puts on a sweater, the land puts on growth. The growth is tzmicha, other than a tree, other than trees. The tzmicha directly relates to the earth. Just like our hair is us. So the land has its extensions. Has its a tree if we would have to take it as a general concept, it exists mainly in part for maybe talk a little about functionally. Its effect in the world is in the air system, in the gas systems, carbon dioxide in, oxygen out. It's basic to the wind process. And it's basic also to the temperature. To the temperature The whole systems of change, the ups and downs in temperatures. But a simple form of that is the cell. But But the more complicated form of that is that the process of the exchange of the gases, the carbon dioxide and the oxygen in the tree, it's nowadays, you know, they've called the forest the lungs of the world. Right? Call the forest the lungs of the world. A very, very accurate description. It's functionally, mainly, its main function, maybe its most important function, in, especially when we're not talking about the fruit. That's why in this mission we mentioned that we weren't talking about the fruit, but there was no mention of fruit. In the mission itself, there was no mention of fruit. Fruit is another thing.
Fruit.
Yeah, it was Dushan. That's probably the way I understand the Mishnah, because what is not Dushan? It's not fruit. The subject here is not the fruits of trees. The fruit, the subject is the tree itself. The subject is the tree itself. Man is not compared to the fruits of trees. Man is compared to a tree. Trees have fruit. Men also have fruit. Right? But the subject here is the tree itself. And the tree itself, the two distinct aspects of the tree that the mission deals with, there are two that we're talking about and two that were left out. The two that we're talking about were the branches and the roots, and the two that weren't talked about were the fruit and the trunk. With this understanding, we can understand why. Because what the mission is emphasizing, the aspect of the tree, is the dualism of that it has, it lives in two worlds. It's an air. The branches are an air, are part of the world of air. We'll call that Shemayim. And the roots, you don't see them bechlal, totally adoma. They're not like, even maybe they stick out a little bit, but bechol, even 90% of the roots are not even like the malbushe adoma of the asol, we call that. They're entrenched in adoma. You have to go digging to find them. They become part and parcel of the land itself. This is a very exact, extremely exact. It's frightening. As much as we start understanding something of what this mushal is, how much power is packaged in this such a simple mushal. Everybody's got trees. You just walk outside. Well, sometimes I'm not here. But you walk outside and you meet a tree. And look what you have in that tree. It's unbelievable what you can pack the concepts there. All the mates are soda. Man is compared to a tree. It's very apostolic, even though the pshat of the apostolic is not that way. But the drash of the apostolic is a hard drash in that many places that there's a relationship between man and tree. The relationship between man and tree. And we'll talk a little bit about the minshul. Is that man also in his essence, right, is lives in two worlds. Here, there is a particular importance that this mission wants to tell us, which is a very delicate subject, very difficult to deal with. Simply, okay, all right, a man has a neshama and a guf. So we're used to, and it's true, in very many a case, in many a subject matter that you're talking about, is that the job is to emphasize the neshama and to de-emphasize the guf. Very often, properly so, in order to combat the natural tendency of this world, in order to raise a person's sights above the here and the now, and to see tachlis in terms of olam ha'emes, olam ha'ruchim. So a person has to put in a great effort into emphasizing the neshama and its needs, and de-emphasizing the guf and its needs. I've often suffered the insult, commonplace insult, being called a piece of dirt. Anybody ever called you a piece of dirt? Ever had that thrown at you? It's a terrible insult. What?
Exactly. No, it didn't have like that.
Insulting,
not like
those. When you say that, it's really insulting, right? What do you mean I'm a piece of dirt? My sweater is a piece of dirt. But I'm a chelik elokam imal. So the normal approach that we use on the regular days when they're not running a mission like this is to say, yeah, those are the choices. The two protim in Odom. Odom could be Odom in Adoma. Or Odom could be Edmel Elyon. Right? And then the job is to choose between the two. Wonderful. Very nice, incomplete, not true. Okay? It's not what it says in Chumash. Okay? In Chumash, the Baruch Shem asked Olam HaRishon, what's your name? And he said, it's Miroi Likoy Odom. Well, he didn't know that he has a neshama. He was the Abba of all neshamas. What is the miyachas so much to go for? Come on. Couldn't find something a little bit more sophisticated for this crown of creation, that the whole world was created for. Yeah. Just dirt, that's it. It's like really, you know, come on. And he wasn't playing an Anivis game, and he wasn't trying to comprehend, he wasn't trying to escape from Gaiva. And those are all very important processes, but that's not what we're talking about right now. Shem means essence. And if the essence, the word is Odom, and the Pshat means Odom Yadoma, Nachon, we have to understand that it contains within it a concept of Edmel Elyon. But how do you get Edmel Elyon? By Odom Yadoma. Where is the Edmel Elyon going to be? It's got to be Yadoma. The Maral, speaks about the subject of trees and men in many places. Many, many places. In most places, he talks about the upside down tree. Because Mitzad and Neshama were an upside down tree. We are the two worlds. The two worlds are that the person in this world now, Mitzad and Neshama, is living in Shemayim. His neshama is still right now, tachas kanfeya, shechina, tachas kisei kovod, and only the little branches, all coming down, 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 down to the bottom of it, the upside down tree, right, enters the guf. But man lives in two worlds. He lives upstairs and lives downstairs. But we're only barely aware of the neshama that we have in this world. But not only is the neshama came from Tachas Kisei HaKavod and will end up at Tachas Kisei HaKavod there. It's there now too. It's only the branch, the little end of the last branch of the tree that enters the guf. So the normal concept, normal approach when he talks about all the time, about Adam in trees, he's talking about the neshama tree. In the neshama tree, the person is upside down. Well, he's straight. We're upside down, right? He's enrooted in Elokus. He's really Chelech Elokam Imal. And he branches all the way down to the Olam HaGashmi and enters Guf. That's also a concept of tree, of total dualism of existence. Living in Guf and living in Kisei HaKavod is like, that's like very different. So he told me that it was once there and now he's here. Right, so it's two different, totally different situations. It's also a chiddush. But simultaneously, to have a dualism of existence where the roots are enrooted in Kisei HaKavod and the branches are entrenched in Guf is another explicit example of this special concept of existence that is expressed by tree. But in this Mishnah, the only place that I found where the Maral talks about the Moshel and the Nimshel of a tree to a Odom, Yesh lecha ledat ki a Odom asher hu bal adoma v'im kol zeh hu bal seichel u'mekol mokon shem ha Odom hu bo al shem Adom shetir mizeh. This is like, you know, these words are, you know, it's like knocking over the head with a hammer. Tir mizeh ki shoyish ha Odom hu aguf v'hu ikishalon. Come on. No, come on, not for me. The ik is the neshama. The goof is just a sweater. Come on, we know that. Who are you fooling? What happened? What's going on? All of a sudden we turned out to be ik a goof.
We're dealing with tachos and Adam, so all tachos in this oil and take rosemary and make it into gashmos.
The way that you, Elamaisa, misstated your question is exactly the point. Right? You're exactly right in both parts of your statements. Our normal understanding is that the ik is ruchnis. And gashmias is simply a means to an end. But it's a sweater. It's a tool. You can use this one. And if you get away without it, it's even better. And if it's necessary, if you need it, so use it. If you need a screwdriver, use a screwdriver. If you don't, use a hammer. Yeah. Tools are always lav dafka. Tools are less dafka than etzer. They're always lav dafka, but they're less dafka than etzer. It's only find your gashmis, turn into ruchnis. You made a statement which I'm not sure if you meant or not, but a very basic concept, very delicate concept, very difficult to explain properly. But in truth, the proper and bringing it down to something that grows on a date tree and an esrog tree. To take the tremendous concepts and kedusha and things called tefillin and connect it up to something that came off the hide of a cow. Taking all of the ruchnis in bringing it out into a physical reality of the total simplistic, mundane, poshita, goof, geshem, maise, was the essence of the tachlis of the world. There is a mahalach here, which is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. There's a mahalach here that's referred to as being moitzik mihakoyach el hapoyel, taking potential and actualizing. That ruchnius is not as high and great as it is; it's not fully actualized. And when that ruchnius can be brought and turned into gashmius, it comes to its greatest fruition. It comes to its actualization in its highest form. We learned already last week, or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, then we talked about the last Mishnah. The concept and the dual relationship between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba in its proper form. Here we're hearing it in a more practical way. More direct way. A person has to know that the essence of Odom, this grand master plan, the grand creation, the goal of all of Bria, the crown and glory of all of the Rabbanu Shalom's work, was the special, special creation that can take Kisei HaKovod and make dirt out of it. Excuse me? What happens when you take Kisei HaKovod and make dirt out of it? Well, if it's... Well, if you... Shalot Darchei Toyo. If it's not through tree mechanism, if it's not in this special idea or concept that we're trying to understand here, that's referred to as the marshal of a tree, where there's no connection between the two. If you're a bird, then you live in the air. And if you're grass, then you're connected to the ground. So maybe the bird eats the grass, maybe the grass eats the bird, but if you turn the bird into grass, you destroy it. You will mechalal it. If you took a bird and turned it into grass, if you took something that was shemaimi and you turned it into artsy, going from one world to the other world, uprooting it from its existence and turning it into a lower form of existence, then you went from high to low. It's chilul. That's destruction. It's misa. Taking ruchnis and turning it into gashmias, not through the tree process, is chilul hakodesh. It's the opposite of the taklas ha'odom. The chidish noilo of a tree is that there's a total coexistence of the two worlds, such that that there's a cycle process. We'll take the moshel of the Mishnah. The branch was the Chochmah, and the roots are the Maisim. Vadai, that there's a Chiddush Niflo of Klai Yisrael called Naseh V'Nishma that enables us to stand straight and have the roots on the bottom and the branches on top. Aval, in the simple form, that's why this is a soid. That's the initial was a soid. Migilu roze rabona. Because the simplicity of Mahalach is that Chochmah has to bring to Maisa. Chochmah enables a person, let's take Chochmah Chitzonis. You want to be a doctor, first you got to learn, and then according to the learn, you can actualize it. Vadai, if we'll take the moshel when the branches, the Chochmah, bring out the Maisa, which are the roots, that's mechadish, a reverse process in which the roots can bring out the branches. One of our questions last week is, who's who? Vadai, we understand that the source of mice is Chochmah. Well, that doesn't fit the moshel. The moshel was that the mice is the roots. The branches are the Chochmah. Who brings to who? The answer is, in fact, there's a cycle process here. How? How do you have that cycle process? Lulei, the fact that we're talking about a tree, if we were going from sphere to sphere, if we were going from world to world, if we would be taking Chochmah and degrading it till Maisa, would be the chilul of the Chochmah. would Vare be much lower level. The Chiddush Godel of a tree is that it's in coexistence in two planets, in two worlds, in two spheres of existence, enables a process of coexistence and interrelationship that has many interesting kedushim. Vaday. The normal mahalach should be nishma v'nas. And vaday, according to that mahalach, the simplistic understanding of man is that his high is that he has in the neshama. And he can even bring it out in guf. Not only does he have the capability of neshama, which enables him to take and grasp dvorim, dvar Hashem, dvorim shemayimim ma'od, but even the lower level, he also has a nefesh, a bahamias, and a guf, and he can do ma'isim. So then, the tree would be standing the other way. The source of the ma'isim would be the nishma, would be the chokhmah. And then vaday, the process would be the more chokhmah you have, the more ma'isim you're capable of bringing out. Just like in every field, natural field, the more knowledge of the field that a person has, the more capability he has in being successful or whatever he's doing. The Odom as an etz brings out a capability that is known not only in Torah, in all human existence. And it's wrapped up in something that the Mishnah says, the concept that every successful any successful madan, rofe, businessman, anything knows, right? Then ein chochem kebal nisoy. There is a limit to the capability of attaining and understanding if you haven't actualized it. The greatest chochem in the world is only attainable by throwing it through maisa. Vadai. The simple understanding and normal mahalach is that a person needs a basic understanding before he does maisim of value. But within that field itself, any practicing successful doctor will tell you that vada, he had to go to medical school before stage, okay? Before he started his practice. But as soon after he's gotten through the first thing that I am a doctor and a practicing doctor, few years beyond that, he will realize that true, if he hadn't gone to school, right, he wouldn't be able to practice, but the first stages of the practice to tell you to throw out almost everything that you learned in school. Because it's not quite like that. Not that it was wrong, everything was right, but it's not quite like that. That's all good in theory, but in practice it's different. Why? What was wrong with the theory? It was taught by doctors too who had experience. I heard from Odom Chochem Oid. It sounds like a joke, but it's for real. It's a very dvar emes mo'od. Ein Chochem Kabbalah Nesoy. Why? Why is the base, deepest form of understanding need that a person goes through the process of actualizing? I haven't before. Go ask Kabbalah Nesoy. The answer is, Rashi ain't chochem gebal nisoy. Sounds like a joke, but the crowd of it is. Okay. You can pick up the information that the Bala Nisoyan has, and you don't necessarily have to make all the mistakes that he made. But you can't come to the ultimate level of chochmah in the Dova that you learned from the Bala Nisoyan without your own. Until you get to a mission like this, a person could understand, which is true to a certain level, right, that that's because of a weakness. So we have a weakness. Until we saw it in our own eyes, felt it in our own fingers, right, we couldn't quite grasp it to the end. It was a little theoretical, it was flying around over here. Right? To bring it down, really getting a grasp on it, I had to see it under the microscope myself. So we can see that as a bidyevet. The concept of Nasir and Ishmael, the concept of making a ikum, mehaguf and ma'isim, is telling us that's a chabchila. The whole concept of creation of the world in order to enable the Torah that existed before the world to come out, the only thing that was added was the capability of it coming out bepoil, which means in guf, which means in mice. Everything that the Torah existed before the world. But there was a creation of Olam HaGashmi that enabled the completion of Torah itself, or Chochmah itself, Chochmah Elokis, is Nechshav, that it was Yoytzim HaKoyach HaLapoyol, and that it came out in an olive branch, and that it came out in leather. Right? That tefillin turned into leather, it's something better about it. It's more tefillin. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's higher tefillin. Could be the tefillin that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wears is higher tefillin, even though it's no longer there. But there's more tefillin, there's something more, something better, something more developed, higher quality of the relationship of papoil, yoytzim ha'koyach ha'lapoil. Take something that was potentially actualized. Everybody understands, we'll talk about human potential. A person has, hey, that kid, his brain, he's got a great brain. That's potential. Oh, he went to school, he went to this, he went to there, and he learned chess. That's actualizing. If a person at the age of 10 is talking about a great brain, it's nice. If he's at the age of 50, he's still talking about his great brain. There's something wrong there. Right. That's very nice potential, but what did he do? Everybody understands that the difference between potential and realization, actualization, is almost the difference, right, between reality and non-reality. Potential is only important because it could come out. If it doesn't, it's almost worthless. The difference between bekoyach as opposed to potential, bekoyach, bepoyel is opposed to bekoyach, has a yachas that's close to reality and non-reality. There is a very difficult concept for us, Adam mi'adama, to understand that if we have to choose between the two of being Ruchni and Agashmi, to be Edmi L'Elyon or Odomi Adoma, Edmi L'Elyon, if you're choosing between Guf and Neshama, if it's either here or there, whenever that's the question, then always the emphasis has to be on Ruchniest and degrading Agashmi. But whenever we're talking about the combined operation, wherever we're talking about the totality of this special creation that combines all worlds together, then we have to know the secret of all secrets. That the Rebbeinu Shalom and his Torah find a completion that has a relationship of Bekoyach to Bepoyel by mitzvahs coming out in Meisim, coming out in mitzvahs. The basic concept is a difficult one to understand, a one existence that combines two worlds. The Moshe of the Eitz and the interrelationship between the branches and the roots is a marshal that gives us the capability of understanding this particular and special significance of Pesach. While as the, you'll ask any person, Muskel Rishon, what's the main thing in the tree, the branch or the roots? They say, well, the roots are a necessity, and the branch is the tachlis. The same thing corresponding to that. And that would be true on a normal day. On a regular day, when the way you're talking, that's the way you talk. It's properly just talk that way. And for the same way, on the regular day, when you're talking about a man, neshama and guf, well, the guf is the tafel and the ikir is the neshama. The chiddush of this mishnah, this topsy-turvy mishnah, that's giving us an exact example, dafke in this hipuch, in this form of hipuch here, where the presenting us a tree that represents to us the concept of something that l'choira, the branches of the ikir, and the roots is the tafel. And I'll show you through the process called Ruach, which we'll talk about in a second maybe, that no. There's a reverse, that's true. The main thing that if you want to talk about permanence, if you want to talk about that will overcome all attempts to change the basic essence, to turn the tree over on its head, the determining factor is not what it appears to be important, but the roots. The concept of entrenchment, that Torah becomes entrenched in the essence of Adam, in the essence of the Olam, that the Rebbein Shalom has B'toivosoi to offer to his Nivra, in order for the Nivra to have it, it's got to be enrooted. Olam Haba is not handouts. For that we didn't need to go through Olam Hazeh. We've talked about that 1,000 times. Olam Hazeh is that special process that enables all of the Chochem Hashem, called Torah, all of the Derech HaMelech, all of the emes, the toiv, the or elyon of the Rebbein Shalom's toiv that he wants to give to his nevroim, to be turned into reality of the nevro. In those terms, everything turns off. The maisa, the odom, the guf, enables the person the capability of kinyan, of entrenchment, of enrootment, to the koina, his ruchnius in a finalized form, in an established form. It exists. You take the kisei hakov and turn it into dirt. What does that mean? You took the theory of the Tovus Hashem, of all that the Rebbein Shalom gave to be given to Nivroim, and we're clean it, and you realized it. That's what Olam Hazeh is. Basic concept is one of the most basic understandings of the chashivas of Ma'aseh Hatzeh, the chashivas of Olam Hazeh, the chashivas of the Mahalach HaTorah that we've learned in many ways and we still need to learn, of Olam Haba coming dafka from Olam Hazeh. And this process, the Gemara asks, the Medr says, Mihoitzi Tohor Mitome. One of the examples, Mihoitzi Tohor Mitome, is Olam Haba Olam Hazeh. And the answer is Yichudo Yishol Olam. This concept of something that takes in its essence a Yichud of opposites, a Yichud of two worlds, and interrelates them in one till they become one, that's the moshel of a tree. This moshel of a tree is used in Chazal on unbelievably high things. The Eitz HaChaim, which refers to the Torah itself. All of the Mehalchim Ruchni, every great sphere of existence in Ruchni's experience, the word, one of the words that are used to describe these binyonim, these oilamos, is also tree, Ilon. Because the concept of Ilon is that it has the capability of being miyached and combining and being mahafich me'alyonim tachtoinim, and therefore coming to the real alyonim. To taking the theoretical kavayochol Torah that hasn't been actualized in Nivra, Friday, Gabi Boyer, it wasn't missing anything. But Klapi Nivra, it wasn't actualized. And the actualization comes through taking El Yoinim to Tachtoinim, that produces Oilam Hapo from Oilam Hazeh. That's the concept, the basic concept of the Mishnah. The Ein Mazizin is the concept of Netzach, the concept of total permanence. Right? That's Oilam Hapo. Oilam Hazeh, the essence of Oilam Hazeh, is Arai. Here today, gone tomorrow. The essence of a tree, a proper tree, the more tree it is, the better. Right? It has an aspect in it that refers, that reflects to the concept of Netzach. Otherwise, it doesn't have much permanence in it. There is permanence in Doime. The greatest reflection, I think we can certainly say that the oldest living existence are trees. The oldest known living existence are trees. There are no 800-year-old plants and no 800-old, as far as I know, 800-year-old animals. But there are many 800-old trees. Because this concept that we have here, the Ein Mazizin, the tree, the concept of tree, the moshel of the tree is that that reflects the concept of Netzach, which is Olam Habo, in Olam Hazeh. And therefore, even in Olam Hazeh, it has a certain reflection, a longevity, a permanence. Trees have the capability of living through generations. They pass down through time. You know, there's still trees in America that were there when George Washington walked around. Probably earlier. That's the idea of Ein Mazizin. What gives it this goyach? Not the branches. What gives us the oilam abo, oilam hazeh? The maisa. The odom. The ikir of odom that has the capability of absorbing all of the chokmah and actualizing it in maisa is that mahalef that turns oilam hazeh.